Hello. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Black History Month. The playlist today includes awesome tunes by first-generation African-Americans or long-term residents in the United States of African descent who have influenced American music and also French music. The playlist also includes one comedian from South Africa and then collaborations between Black Americans and Africans that define American mainstream music today. I also have special guests on the show today from Ghana, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria who pop in to say hello and to share their thoughts on what African American musicians have or how they've influenced them and their country's music, along with a few of my own selections on the matter, of course. And finally, French Nigerian singer Asha's got a new album out. It's called V, and Bill Odidi presents an interview with her about this album. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We're starting out with Canadian-Ethiopian megastar The Weeknd with Save Your Tears.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eyes.
Ethiopian and one of the world's top selling recording artists today. Number six, in fact, for 2021, according to IFPI. Now here's Beyonce with Already, followed by France's prized French Artist of the Year, most watched female artist, and other accolades, Malian French singer Aya Nakamura.
Already, already, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. My body so got a king body. Body gon' shine, bling, bling body. Calling all the shots, ring, ring body. Crown on your head, got got a king body. Don't live a king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Shine already, it's time already. The line already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already. The line already, it's time already.
Try to stop it, say no, no, no. Royalty say don't you, no, no, no. Try to stop it, say go, 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 go. Bubble up and watch it go, go, go.
Everything be rude, yeah. Be rude, yeah. Everybody on the conquer, yeah. Every king be stronger, yeah. King the rule them longer, yeah. Remember who you are, ooh. Real king always be new.
Ring, ring, body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Shine already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already.
Shine already, it's time already. The line already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already. The line already, it's time already. Try to stop it, me say no, no, no. Royalty say don't you, no, no, no. Try to stop it, me say go, 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 go. Bubble up and watch it go, 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 go.
Diamonds on my fist, fighting demon jaw. Come and rest your head, take your crown off. Woke up in the phone, need to take it slow. Said I'm moving too fast, need to take it slow. Take it slow, take it slow, trying to take my baby home. Take it slow,
Remember who you are. Real king always we know. Give a be better. I show your people my love. You sang my ready, I say you sang my ready. You like my ready, I say you like my ready. Only new got the
money. I am a gum walk again. Hello, papi, me give us up. J'entends des bails atroces sur moi. À ce qui paraît, je te cours après. Mais ça va pas, mais t'es taré, ouais. Mais comment ça, le monde est hyper. Tu croyais quoi, qu'on se verrait plus jamais. Je pourrais t'afficher, mais c'est pas mon délire. D'après les rumeurs, tu m'as eu dans ton lit. Oh, dja, dja, y'a pas moyen, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja, dja, genre. En katana, baby, tu t'aides ça. Oh, dja, dja, y'a pas moyen. Salir. Tu cherches des problèmes sans faire exprès. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses.
Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses. Putain, mais tu déconnes. C'est pas comme ça qu'on fait les choses.
Oh, dja, dja. Y'a pas moyen, dja, dja. J'suis pas ta gata, dja, dja. Genre, en katana, baby, tu t'aides ça.
Tu pas ta gata, dja, dja, genre. En cas y'a pas moyen, dja, dja. Tu pas ta gata, dja, dja, genre. En cas t'en baby, tu d'être ça. Oh, dja, dja. Tu pas ta gata, dja, dja, non. Y'a pas moyen, dja, dja, ouais. En cas t'en baby, tu d'être ça. Oh, dja, dja. Tu pas ta gata, dja, dja, non. Y'a pas moyen, dja, dja, ouais. En cas t'en baby, tu d'être ça. D'après toi. En cas t'en baby, tu d'être ça.
got on a baby. On got on a baby to the top. On got on a baby. Oh, Jaja. Oh, Jaja. Oh, Jaja.
Yeah. And that was Jaja by French Malian singer Ayana Kamara. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Happy Black History Month. We're celebrating it all hour with great music and conversation. And later on, you're going to hear from friends from Ghana, Sierra Leone, and Liberia on the subject. But right now, I got some music news. A new album is out emanating from a veteran French-Nigerian female artist, also connected to Black History Month, of course. Bill Odidi has the story.
Hey Heather, this is Bill here in Nairobi, and since we've been celebrating Black History Month, here's an artist whose career has flourished, French-born Nigerian singer-songwriter Asha and her new album V.
I know you're too cool for this, I know you're too big for this, tell me where you wanna be, I know where you wanna be, hope it's not too good for you, I hope I'm not too much for you, I know where I wanna be, why wouldn't you just let me in? Maybe I move too fast before we go too far. Maybe we take it slow. Don't wanna make you sad. Don't wanna make you mad. I'll never hit below. For you are the ocean.
Asha with the song Ocean, fresh from her album V, because of course this is her fifth album. So how does she feel about the release of this new album?
I'm excited, I'm elated. I have waited as long as my fans to bring this out, and finally it's coming out, and I am finally relieved and happy that, you know, I can share what I've been working on for you.
Asha is of course well known as a globe-trotting artist. She was born in France and much of her career has been spent in Europe. The last 2 years has meant she stayed back home in Lagos, Nigeria, where the new album was recorded. What was the process?
I think the creation of V took about a year, but I didn't go into it to write an album. I actually did go into it, first of all, to meet creatives from Lagos, doing music every day, actually just finding my place somewhere there. I didn't actually know I was even going to do an album, you know.
Boy, you are the ocean. You are the ocean.
That's very interesting how Asha's album came about as a lucky accident. What was the inspiration for the making of this album, V?
My inspiration is watching, you know, new African artists just doing their thing, breaking boundaries, and emerging artists we have today, you know, are those that inspired this album, you know. Not the music per se, but just the tenacity, the self-belief, the attitude, the I can do it, you know, attitude that they have, and I really like it.
Let's go away.
Songs on the album have got various musical styles running through them. Was that diversity intentional?
The album is a blend of R&B, Afro-inspired sounds, trap, and hip-hop. That's what Asha is all about. I'm a blend. Grown up listening to all kinds of music. And so this time around, you know, with the music again being the main inspiration around, you know, the songs, it's just natural to go where the music is going. And the main message, really, or the messages in the song is freedom, is joy, is fear, is just vibes, you know. Relax, calm down, chill, and enjoy music.
Before we end this, since this is Black History Month, what are your experiences on the impact of African culture, particularly the music around the world?
Africa is on the lip of everyone. This time, very positive. Music, art, tech, sport. Well, there's this explosion. So it's great. You know, it's a revolution.
And finally, your message to the fans who've eagerly awaited this new album.
I'm full of thanks for your patience and for being true followers all these years. I wish you love and hope to see you soon. Bisous, bisous, bisous. On the face, 'cause we don't say nothing
but I love. Nothing but I love. There goes Usher sending kisses and hugs to her fans through Music Time in Africa. Look out for her new album, V. Is so proud of the impact that artists of African origin are having around the world. And you know, Heather, it's only recently that I discovered that Doja Cat has South African roots. I wonder if you can play any track from her before the show ends.
All right. Hey, everybody. And Bill, thank you. Asha's new album sounds great. And you know, I also did not realize that about Doja Cat. So, yeah, Bill, you're on, man. Challenge accepted. I will play a song by her before the end of the show. But now we're going to turn away from music for just a few minutes and celebrate African contributions to the world of American comedy. Trevor Noah is a South African comedian and television host and political commentator who relocated to the United States in 2011. He was born in 1984, and he became the host of The Daily Show, which is an award-winning American satirical news program on Comedy Central. Trevor also hosted the Grammy Awards in 2021, and he is going to again in 2022, and will also serve in 2022 as the host of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which is a huge deal, and it's the heart and center of American politics right here in Washington. Anyway, this is an excerpt of one of his performances. It's entitled Languages off of Just for Laughs from 2018.
I feel like you're faking it now. Montreal. I didn't know that the place was this French. I did not know Montreal was this French. Like, people said it's bilingual, by meaning two, bi, like bicycle, but it's not bi, it's French. It's French, like, with more French. That's all it is. It's like French. The pharmacies are French. I may need medical assistance, and it's in French. Vous, vous. I don't know what these things are. Everything is in French. The signs are in French. Everything. The streets are in French. The restaurants are. The only thing that's in English is the signs. They said, like, the signs that lead you to the airport. Those are in English. Yes, on the highway. Was, are you leaving? Ah, English. This way. Yes. Airport. Bon voyage. It's just French. Everything French. Even the people are defiantly French. Like, you walk into stores and people will greet you. They'll greet you in French. And then you'll reply in English and they don't respond. They wait for you. Almost like you will crack under the pressure and turn French. Just walk in. Bonjour. Oh, no. Hello. Such a different world for me, the French. My friends back home are loving it. They're like, oh, you're going to Montreal, you're speaking French. French is the most romantic language in the world. Oh, it's romantic. I'd see it as a romantic language, but I'm not enamored by French. I appreciate the language, but it's not my. I don't think it's the sexiest language. I think French is too hesitant to be the sexiest language, in my humble opinion. There's not enough confidence in the language. Just to, you know, the. It was how you say, like, it's just not, you know, no wonder they never won any wars. There's just no.
Yibba, one can show and one tell and one blow. This is Jedu Gleambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Longa nyanya mbiewe eme yaka nenga ngona gangwe
All right. Hello, everybody. Another South African whose music actually defines American rock music is Dave Matthews. He was born in 1967 in Johannesburg, South Africa. He's a singer, songwriter, musician, actor, and record label owner. And he's also a naturalized U.S. citizen. In 1980, that's when he became naturalized. But during the period from 2000 to 2010, do you know his band sold more tickets and earned more money than any other act in North America? The band's 2012 album, Away From the World, made them the only group to have had six consecutive studio albums debuted at number one on the Billboard charts. He's also a multiple Grammy Award winner. Dave Matthews is American music. Anyway, here is Crash Into Me. This is from his 1996 album, Dave Matthews Band.
You've got your ball, you've got your chain tied to me, tie me up again. Who's got the claws in you, my friend, into your heart?
That was DMB, otherwise known as the Dave Matthews Band, led by South African American singer Dave Matthews. Okay, now for some reggae. Here is Ghanaian-born, LA-based Rocky Dawuni with Beautiful People. And after that, we'll hear from a few Ghanaians in Ghana with their thoughts about the impact of African-American music there in Ghana.
Dedicate this song to you, my beautiful people. My beautiful people, come and sing along, yeah. Here I got a song for you, my beautiful people. My beautiful people, come and sing along, yeah. There
are many things we cannot hide. There are many bonds that can't be undone. Just like our bond, yeah. Everything in life is a sacrifice, but I know it was worth the price, for I did it for you. Here I come with a song.
Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's WhatsApp.
Hello, Music Time in Africa. I am Prince Benjamin, an on-air personality for Class FM in Accra. And I would say African-American musicians or artists have had a great influence on us as a country and on our music. Recently, from Kumasi, we've had the Kumerican drill wave sweeping over the country, giving us international recognition and giving us artists like Yao Talk, Kweku DMC, O Kenneth, Reggie and the likes. And they clearly, you can tell, were influenced by the Chicago, Brooklyn drill scene led by Pop Smoke. May he rest in peace. He definitely influenced these boys. And we are loving the music on this side of Africa.
But I'm always right. So I know how to shoot, and I know how to fight. If I tell you once, I'll tell you twice. I'm real discreet, like a thief in the night. Look, if I call you babe, you babe for the day, or babe for the night. You're not my wife. She wanna
Hi, Music Time in Africa. I am a Sylphie, a singer and songwriter. Personally, I think Michael Jackson had a great influence on our music scene, because especially with the funk genre, it translated directly here into a type of high life, which gives us like a nostalgic vibe. Yeah, so I would say that it created a whole different genre. So yeah, that's my pick, I guess.
Hello, Music Time and Africa family. This is Derek Asariamwa, better known in the music industry as Drumroll, produced for the likes of Sarkodie, Burna Boy, Manifest. Anyway, African-American music has been an influence on Ghanaian music for the long haul. We have old acts like Reggie Rock Stone, who used to take the inspiration from like the Wu-Tang Clan era. And then we have even our current acts like Sour Cartier, who always used to state that his main inspiration was always Busta Rhymes and the way that he flows. Some of this inspiration even comes down to right down to their fashion. With Sour Cartier, for instance, you can clearly tell he takes a lot of fashion inspiration from Kanye West. So, yeah.
For a few years, shed a few tears, called each other nicknames like Sugar Plum and Pooh Bear. I'm always on the road, hardly ever home. Always busy this, busy that, can't talk on the phone. I know you aggravated, walk around frustrated, patience getting short. How longer can you tolerate it? Listen, Ma, I'm just motivated. I do this for us, stuck on the grind, trying to elevate it. Hey, you really be honest, you stuck with me.
Yes, all right. Thank you, everybody there in Ghana. And hello to you all listening right now. How are you all doing? Hope you're enjoying the show. You know, it's about half past the hour now, and this is the time when I usually play my vintage tune when I have one, and I do right now, and it's in honor of today's theme. The song is by the late Malian guitarist Ali Farka Touré. Now, he was a self-taught guitarist. He's from the Timbuktu region, and he taught himself guitar by adapting traditional songrise songs to the guitar using the techniques he'd learned on the traditional one-string instrument that he played as a kid, and that's called the gyrkal. But when he was a teenager, and this was like in the 1960s, Ali discovered African-American music. He discovered Ray Charles, Otis Redding, and most importantly, John Lee Hooker, while they came through Mali on tour way back then. And, you know, it's claimed that when Touré first heard Hooker play, who was also a blues guitarist, he thought that he was playing Malian music. But then he realized, you know, this is American music, but it has African roots. He heard the connection. So Touré was so inspired by this that he took Hooker's sound and studied it and began incorporating elements of that sound into his own playing. This is Ala Ouya from his 1990 album, Niafunke. From Mali. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. Remember earlier in the show, Bill Odidi asked me to play something by Doja Cat because he just learned that she had South African roots? Well, now is the time. In the time I had to research Doja a little, I found that This American rapper, singer-songwriter's real name is Amala Ratna Zandile Dlamini. Her mother, Deborah Sawyer, is a Jewish-American graphic designer. And her father, Dumisani Dlamini, is a South African actor. He, in fact, starred as Crocodile in the original Broadway cast of the musical Sarafina and also in the 1992 film of the same name. Here's Woman off Doja's 2021 album, Planet Her.
I can be your woman, 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 woman. What you need, she gives tenfold. Come here, papa, plant your seed. She can grow right from her womb or family. Provide love and overlooked and unappreciated. You see, you can reciprocate. I got delicious taste. You need a woman's touch in your place. Just protect her and keep her safe. Baby, worship my hips and waist. So fill my name with grace. I touch your soul when you hear me say, boy, let me be your woman.
But they got a problem. Put some babies in your life and take away the drama. Put the paper in the picture like a diorama. Gotta face a lot of people of the opposite. Cause the world told me we ain't got the common sense. Gotta prove it to myself that I'm on top of shit. And you would never know a God without a goddess. As honest as fucking honest, kidding. I could be on everything. I mean, I could be the leader, head of all the states. I could smile and jiggle until his pockets empty. I could be the CEO, just look at Robin Fenty. And I'ma be there for you cause you on my team, girl. Don't ever think you in hell of these niggas' dream, girl. They wanna pit us against each other when we succeed. And for no reasons, they wanna see us end up like we Regina or Mean Girl. Princess or queen, tomboy or king. You've heard a lot, you've never seen. Mother Earth, Mother Mary, rise to the top. Divine feminine, I'm feminine.
Woman, let me be a woman.
Hello world, my name is Wiala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, popular radio and TV personality Mohammed King Milan Bangura weighs in on Black History Month in a conversation I had with him earlier this week about African-American music's impact in and on Sierra Leone. He said that so much Black American music has influenced the country. It was hard for him to measure, but he was able to come up with that top three. So we're going to listen to that now, and then a little extra something for Mama. You'll see what I mean.
I'm Mohammed King Milan Bangura, right on Freight on Sierra Leone. Well, African American songs definitely influence a lot of people in this country and musicians as well. And late, Whitney Houston. Whitney did a song way back, Greatest Love of All, originally done by George Benson in 1977 album. But Whitney definitely popularized that song. We're in educating people, of course, family as well, to encourage their children to be somebody in the future. And, of course, encouraging parents as well to taking care of their kids. And that's what a parent definitely did in this country. So that song, everywhere you go, people definitely listen to it and, of course, encourage their kids.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for heroes.
The other one I'll talk about here, Michael Jackson, another late guy. Michael also caused a lot of impact in this country. He did a lot of songs like They Don't Care About Us, Billie Jean, Thriller, Heal the World. That was released in 1991. And that song, of course, was released during the time of the war. The war just started in this country. And people used that song to encourage younger people, and of course, the old one as well, that things were definitely better.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And the place was brighter than tomorrow. You'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
And the one I won't definitely go without talking about this one, the sound, or rather the one and only Tupac Amaru Shakur. Tupac, a young guy, but at the same time, he was an influence in this country. He did a lot of big songs, but the songs that definitely came to mind right now, Me Against the World, that was in 1995 release. Everywhere you go, people definitely listen to his song. And this song definitely popularized hip-hop music in this country. That song aimed to show the lovers of hip-hop the respect for the rapping game.
Stress in the city, the cops on top of me. The project's full of bullets, the bodies is dropping. There ain't no stopping me, constantly moving while making millions. Witnessing killers, leaving dead bodies in the abandoned buildings. Carries the children cause they're illin', addicted to killing. And the appeal from the cap villain without feeling. But will they last or be blasted? Hard at it, past it. Maybe you're listening in this casket. The aftermath, more bodies being buried. I'm losing my homies in a hurry. They're relocating to the cemetery. Got me worried, stressing my business blurry. The question is, will I live? No one. Don't trust strangers, but one in the chamber whenever I'm feeling this anger. Don't wanna make excuses, cause this is how it is. What's the use unless we're shooting? No one notices the youth. It's just me against the world, baby.
Me against the world.
It's just me against the world.
Tupac Shakur influenced a lot of youngsters. One I could remember is now a late man. He died a couple of years ago. His real name was Abdullahi Kamara, popular known as Shine the God Son. This guy won a lot of awards in this country, especially doing freestyle rap as well. And is still considered as one of the best around hip-hop rappers in this country. He won a lot of awards, did a lot of songs against inequality, discrimination, and struggle too. One song I could remember this guy about is a song he did called Mama. And this one was about the struggle in life. And he did a song commending his mom. I'm talking about Abdullahi Kamara, better known as Shine the God Soul. Tupac Shakur influenced this guy big time.
Only you, mama, only you.
I love you, mama.
I remember as a boy, I've been no toy. Life been difficult, no love, no joy. Mama raised me, papa filled me. The only love I got was God Almighty. Both of my family so broke, so we hungry. Heaven had to let us sleep away from angry. Life was misery, everything was poverty. Me and my mom used to sleep by the pantry. Wake the morning, check it, but it was so empty. Check the pots, and we always sound noisy. I go to school, no lunch, no school fee. My saga story, I put them in the poetry. My own life, now this yes, as you see. I like for watch film, but me host them on TV. So never host them, me always been a dread me. Disrespect me, say what's against your family. I had to smile, I had to make a gladdy. Even on Christmas, we never feel happy. So all the praise, they go to my mamsy. For surviving, back with that, we to want to keep. So many prints, you don't bear for me. Mama, so much love, you don't show to me. Mama, I ace my head and watch the sky now. For all the love, I'm gonna lift right high.
Mama, I sing this song.
But this guy's stress 24/7 up on mine and dry rest. Life was hopeless, tears on my eyes. Anytime I turn and see my mom cry, more pressure, poverty on the floor. Mama was with the tanks on the jaw. Cry anytime you see this young bubble. They want dream waiting, I've been in the future. A single parent.
so broke with no copper. Most of the time, so sad, no blame.
This is Isaac Atala. You're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep your ears tuned.
All right. Hey, everybody. How are you all doing? If you're just joining, welcome. But if you've been here all hour long, I love you. Thanks for sticking with me. Now, this here is the sound of Nigerian musician Seun Olota. I called him, too, earlier this week in Lagos to find out what he thinks about the African-American music impact in Africa. But first, a little bit about this song, Owere Soup.
Audio.
Soup is a very sweet soup from the eastern part of the country, from Uwere town in Enugu. And it's that kind of, when you say 5-course meal, it's not cheap. Nigerian people say a sweet food starts not from the kitchen, it starts from even the purchase from the market.
So the song is about quality of sweet soup?
No, it's about coining a proverb into it that, you know, when people tell you love is about love, you know, love has love. Hey, they can dash you a wife, they can dash you a husband free, but when it comes to maintaining it, you have to step in the game. It costs something.
So that's Owere Soup by Seun Olota. I had him on the phone earlier. Now, here is the part of our conversation related to Black History Month. Do you have any African American musicians that influence your music or your inspiration or your lyric writing or your composition in any way?
Michael Jackson. Michael.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Michael worked with sound.
Yeah. Can you sing one? Just sing what comes off the top of your head. Michael Jackson song.
Michael's song.
Yeah, the refrain.
I think it's Human Nature.
Let's sing it. Let me hear it.
Looking out, something like across the sea. What I like about Michael is there's this purity in his lyrics. Then his sound, too. Some celestial kind of Michael is.
Listen, Seun, we gotta say goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
It's been really a good pleasure.
Looking out across the night, the shifty winds of sleep is I.
Human nature. All right, guys. This is Heather Maxwell. Well, you heard it for yourselves. It appears that Michael Jackson kind of rules still in terms of African-American influences on African music. Agree? Disagree? Hit me up on my social media and share your thoughts. We are going to wrap up the hour now with two back-to-back classic songs by Senegalese and Nigerian African-Americans. Don't Matter by Akon and If by Davido.
But it don't matter, no, 'cause I got you.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no, 'cause we gon' fight. Oh yes, we gon' fight. Believe we gon' fight. Fight for our right to love. Nobody thought we'd last forever. I feel I'm hoping and praying things between us don't get better. Men steady coming after you. Women steady coming after me. Seems like everybody wanna go for self and don't wanna respect boundaries. Telling you all those lies just to get on your side. But I must admit there was a couple secrets I held inside. But just know that I tried to always apologize. And I'ma have you first always in my heart to keep you satisfied. But
my body now your own, oh baby. 30 billion for the account, yo. Hey. Versace and Gucci for your body, oh baby.
No do, gotta, gotta for me. No do, said I don't. My number one in tutu, sipping bruku tutu, for your love in tutu. I go chuku chuku chuku, biko obianuju. Say you do me juju, 'cause I'm feeling the juju. Shake it to you, I wanna dash it to you.
Take it,
you can have it to you.
Take it,
you know I got this in you.
Take it.
I love you. There's nothing above you. There's nothing above you.
Bridget, yeah. I like your mini skirt, yeah.
Okay, you carry fancy, yeah.
If I tell you,
hey, I love you, oh. My money, my body, now your own, oh, baby. 30 billion for the account, yo. Versace and Gucci for your body, oh baby.
No do,
gotta for me.
No do,
said I don't.
No do,
shakara, oh eh.
No do,
gotta for me, oh eh.
Yo,
Oh yeah, beautiful too. My number one in tutu. Sipping brooku tutu. For your love it tutu. I go chuku chuku chuku. Biko obianuju.
All right, and it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today. Also, big thanks to Bill Odidi and to Asha, and also to Prince Benjamin and friends there in Ghana, to Sheun Olota in Nigeria, and King Milan in Sierra Leone for joining us in this special, cool episode. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can also find it online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay safe, stay beautiful.